We're on Pehe Amud Beis, all the way on the bottom. We had a, what we're talking about now is a presumed stira within Shmuel. Now Shmuel said that halacha is like Yochem and Nuri, that in a situation where she says, Konam, says she's not going to do, her husband can't get any of her Maisiya, etc. That she is, the case of the our Mishnah, where she says, Konam she'ani yose al pi abba, al pi avicha, al pi achi, al pi achicha, etc. And says, she'ani yose al picha, you can't get, sounds like it, you can't get any of my Maisiya, huh? So in that case, we said, yeah, fair, right? Why? Shemei Yarshena Vitiya Suralov, right? Because if she makes such a statement and then he divorces her, then once he divorces her, then it will be Chal, and now he won't be able to remarry her because these are the things, you know, any person, couple's married, she's going to do things for him. She's going to do laundry or cook dinner or whatever, and he won't be able to get Hana, which sounds like the Gemara says that Shmuel holds Adam Matrish Dawar Shalabal Ola. On the other hand, because it's something that hasn't happened yet, right? On the other hand, we said Hamatish Ma'aseh De'ishto Harizu Ose Ve'ocheles, and Shmuel said that Halacha was like Yochanan Sanlar, who had said that basically when that happens, it's, you know, the makes a net there. You know, he wants to make a kona on the most of the extra work that she does. So that Yochanan Sanlar said that's chulin, and Shmuel says Halacha like Yochanan Sanlar. So it sounds like he holds another Makdash Dabar Shalom. So we try to give different answers to explain how do you understand what's going on here. So Rav Huna, Brady Rav Yeshua, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, give an answer. I'm Rav Huna, this is where we left off last time. I'm Rav Huna, Brady Rav Yeshua, Bel Meris, Yekadshu, Yadai, Laosehen. The Yadayim Ha'isnu Ba'olam, right? So the answer is, what's going on here? It's not a stira. Really, Shmuel holds another Makdash Dabar Shalom. It can't be a Makdash Shalom that doesn't exist, right? However, so what does she do? The case wasn't where she was Makdash her Maisi Yadeha, she's Makdash her actual hands, right? So really the halacha is in the Makdash Dabar Shalom. In this case, where she was Makdash a real thing, right? Which is her hands, which are Ba'olam right now. Her hands are here in this moment. So that's why it's not a steer. Fine. The Gemara says, wait a second. V'chi Amra, achi kitcha. Wait a second. Like, I understand that she can be Makdash her hands, sort of, but she can't really. Why can't she really? Because all of her Maisi Yadeha still is, you know, her hands are Mishubad to her husband, right? Anything that she owns, you know, that she makes goes to her husband. So but her hands are mishubad in a certain sense to her husband, because anything that she creates goes to him. So what does it even mean to tell me that that could work? Take a look at the Ran all the way toward the bottom. V'chi amra hachi kitchi, would it really work? If she would say that, would it really work? Bitmiya, it's a question, right? V'ha mishtabdin yadeha labayla. Her hands are mishubadim, they're subservient to her husband. Afil lamad amra adam makdash shabash abalam. Even if you want to hold it up, even if you assume that a person can be makdash something that doesn't exist, right? Parich, they're asking even on that, even if you assume that, they're asking even on that approach. D'chi ha'gavda lo mahani, that filu ihu lo ka'amar, So meaning, even if you hold that a person can be matters that doesn't exist yet, but here, at least you have to have the ability to control the thing that's going to create the thing, right? Here, they're not in your hands to control such a thing, right? The Gemara gives an example. This non la achar she es gayer. The Gemara in Kesubis talks about a situation where the person says, the guy is not Jewish, and he says, once I become Jewish, you're mekudeshes to me. So that doesn't work, right? Why doesn't that work? Because he's not Jewish yet, right? That's not going to work. So what do you mean? Eventually, when I make the Maaseh Yadeha, they're going to be, anything that comes through my hands are hektish, are kodam. You don't control your hands. Your hands don't belong to you. Right? So how can you make that decision? Fine. So it says the Gemara, V'chiyam ha'chikitsha v'ha'mishabam yed labal. So fine, the Gemara says, no, da'amra lachim garsha. She says, no. Once I become divorced, then I'm going to, then you know, my hands will be konam to you, to your husband. Why? Because at that point, once she's divorced, then her hands are not mishubad anymore to her husband, because they're in her own control. Okay, what's the kasha? Hashtamiya slamagasha, but she's not divorced yet. Right? If, again, if the whole point is you hold any other magic double shabbat olam, right now she's not divorced. Right now her hands don't belong to her in that sense. And so there shouldn't be, it shouldn't work. Mimai dechi amra hachi mehanya. Who says that saying such a thing is going to work? Right? So that's not going to work. Fine. So amra vila. Uma, you know, he's sort of, Rav Yula is going to tell you why it still could work. That if she says this and she means it for when she's divorced, her ba'is yadeya are going to be, her actual hands are going to be, konam. Why could that work? Because I'll give you the following mashal, he says. So I'm Rav Yula, Uma ilu omer lachavero sadazu shani moche lacha. Okay, the person says to his friend the following. This sada, this field that I'm selling to you now, Likisha echena mimcha taktish. He says, Reuven says to Shimon, I own this field. I'm selling it to you now, and then I'm gonna take it back. Okay? And when I buy it back, it's gonna be hektish. So Milo Kitcha, doesn't that work? So why again, he says it while he owns it. He's gonna lose control for a little bit because he's gonna sell it, but then he's gonna buy it right back. So right now, while he owns it, he says, when I get it back, I'm making it hektish. So Rav Yehuda says, of course that works. But the Ron notes that he's not quoting like a brisa or anything. He's just saying, like, look at the Ron. Ron says, ha de pshita le, top left side. Right? Ha de pshita le Rabbi Yehuda dechia gavna kitcha lav masnisin u masnisa shmiya le hachi ela svar de nafshe kamer. He says, well, yeah, it's obvious that's going to work. If I own the thing right now, it's in my control. And that's why I can say, I'm going to sell it to you, and then I'm going to buy it back, and when I buy it back, it becomes hektish. That works even though I haven't yet sold it to you. It hasn't happened yet. Fine. But he's saying it's obvious to Vale Kitcha. Fine. Right? And he wants to compare it to our case. Fine. Okay. So the problem is, it's not exactly the same. Right? Maskif Lavi Yirmiya, me dummy. Yirmiya says, what are you talking about? That's not the same case. Sad the zush, ani mochelacha. Hash to biyadehi. Isha biyad lahakish ma'isi yadeha. He says, what are you talking about? It's not the same case. Why is it not the same? What the case of the sada that he gave, what's the case? The case is, I own the field right now. It's totally 1,000% mine. And I say, this field that right now I own, I'm going to sell it to you. And when I get it back, it becomes hektish. But meaning I'm making a declaration about something that is totally in my control. The ma'isi yadeha of an isha are not totally in her control. That's the whole point. If she makes a statement right now, when she gets divorced, that's nice, but right now she doesn't have the full control. Their parents are still mushubadim to her husband. So that's why it's not so simple to say that she can say she's...
If she made the neder before she was married and says, when we get divorced, then, right, because now they wouldn't...
That'd be a better mashal.
Right.
Because that would be because when she makes the declaration, at least her hands are totally hers in that moment. Yeah, correct. That point, your point is exactly the point.
Yeah, I'm just making sure I got it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, correct. Yeah, good. So fine. So what is it? It's more similar to. So halo dami el omer lachaveru sadazu shemacharti lacha likis sheetchena mimcha taktish. Right. So what's the case really? The case is really not where I own the field and I say I'm gonna sell it and bring it back, and when I get it back, to buy it back, and when I buy it back, then it's going to be hektish. It's where I've already sold it to you, right? So it's like I say, I already sold you the field. When I buy it back from you, it'll become hektish. Mikitsha, and that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because it's not mine. I can't say to you, your card, which I don't have, which is yours, when I buy it from you, then it doesn't work. You can't do that. It's not in my hands right now to make it hektish. Okay.
Well, what if they were in a partnership? He said, when I buy you out, then everything is there.
Because right now he has some shaykh said that. Again, maybe. Well, we're going to see as we move through the different levels here. That's, you see, we're moving this back. We just went from one extreme to the next. So let's see where we go. Yeah, correct. So mask of Papa, me dummy. What do you mean? That's not the same, right? Gabe zvina psike milsayu. When it comes to a sale, mamish, if he sold the field away, his shaykhus to it, his ownership is totally gone. And when it comes to the woman, she hasn't totally lost control. Their hands are still her hands, right? And she hasn't totally lost them, right? Look at the Mefarish. 1, 2, 3 lines down in the skinny lines there. Me dummy. Oh, sorry, no. Drop down where it says Gabe Zvina. It's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom. Right, he says Gabe Zvina psikli mosahu de gufa leperos biyada de lokeach. Right, but Gabe Isha mi pis mi psika milsa mi have gufa lebal. Awesome, Gabi Isha, Dina Hidi is Kadush. Right, meaning the when it comes to the woman, her hands don't actually, she didn't lose her hands. She has them. They're still attached to her body, and she still can do things with them. You can't give an example of a full sale to be the case of the hands of the woman. It doesn't make sense. Fine. So halo dami elu la omer la chaviro sadezu she mashkanti lacha liches she efdena mimcha takdish milo kitcha. So what's the case? The case is, when the person says, you know, a guy took a loan or something, and he said, and he gives a mashkon, and he gives his field as a deposit, right? And he says, right now, Shimon, you have my field as a deposit, okay? It's a deposit, but who does it really belong to? It really belongs to me, right? But I put it as a deposit by you, right? So he says, and how am I going to get it back? I'm paying you back. When I pay you back the money, I get to take it back. But it's not yours, right? You can't take it and do whatever you want with it, right? So when I redeem it from you, it'll be ham hekdesh, milo kitchen, and of course that works. Why? Because it's really mine, right? Take a look at the mefarish. Meaning, even though I didn't actually make a hekdesh this second, right? But it's going to be hekdesh. It's going to work, right? Because of the fact that I'm able to be poden, right? So that should work. So maybe that's similar to the woman's hands, which are again hers, but meshubah to somebody else. It's a better comparison. A mashgon to her shibur. Okay, so not so fast. Maski flower of shisha, parader of idi. Me, it's a good exercise in halachic ownership. You know, like it's a good way to go through some of these different types of ownership, partnerships, you know shibur, etc. So master of Shisha Bered of Idi, me dummy sada biyadala isha biyadala iskarish. So Shisha says, no, it's not the same case. Why is it not? A sada, if I give you my field as a mashkon, what can I do at any time? I can go pay the money and get it back. At any time I can do that. Right? Because it's mine. It's mine to be poda. It's waiting for my pidyon. And in the pidyon itself is in my hands. It's just my choice. I choose how to do that. A woman who's married, as we know, she doesn't get to decide if she's divorced or not. Her husband has to decide, and her husband has to give her the get. So there's more of an idea of ownership when it comes to the field, because I can be podeni. So I say when I'm poda, I'm being machdish. It's my choice. Yeah, I have the option. But the woman, she says if I ever end up being divorced, which may not ever happen, and I don't get to decide if it happens or not. So then it'll be hekdesh. Okay, but that's not really your choice, right? So it's seen, even though, by the way, it could happen, but since it's not her choice, it's seen as less biyada, right? So it's not exactly the same. Okay, so fine. Let's look at the mefarish again. Isha biyada liskarish is 4 lines down in the wide lines. Bit biyada question. V'ho v'ein biyada liskarish lo chayal hekdesh amaisi adeil lichasishkarish. And since she's not in her hands to make the decision, so you can't say that the hekdesh is going to be chal. Fine. Okay. So halo dam ya'ela la'omer l'chaveiro sadezu shemashkati l'cha le'eser shanim dichashev dele mimcha takdesh mido kitchen. So what's the case here? The case is the same thing we said before, but one slight difference. He says, my field, which I gave you as a mashkon for 10 years, and if it's for 10 years, I can't go ahead and be part of whatever I want. I can only get it back 10 years from now. So in that case, also we said, if he says, when I bought it, it's going to become hektish, I say it now, and it's 10 years, it's not going to happen for 10 years, doesn't matter, because once that time is up, I will get it back, and it is in my hands to get it back, but it's only but it's not on my hands to do it right now. I can't do it whenever I feel like it. So that's going to and that works. So maybe same thing. She says, "When I'm going to when I'll be divorced." Again, it's still not totally in their hands, but it's they're both sort of limited in terms of when they can get control. So
I see that the wrong.
Yeah.
Not so fast that she can. Is it really so true that she can get? It's true she can get divorced whenever she wants, but we learned that Rav Huna, right, that says that you can. She is allowed to not accept.
Yes.
This, right.
Yes. Look, take a look. Yes. John's pointing out one. Looking around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Should be others.
Yeah, six lines down in the Ran. Master of Shisha Breda Mi Dami Sadazubi Yada Leftosa. There he writes, right, two, another line down, at the way end of the line, Makshu. And so some ask the Kasha, Hacha Isha Nami Biyadahi, Shiacha Nidra, Kol Shava Shada. The truth is that she does have there is actually something more in her hands, if she wants, we might say that. I mean, to say she's totally out of her hands is not really true. Why? Because we mentioned this a lot of times, right? Tahakaimalan Kriv Huna the Amar, Yacholi Ishal Chite Amr Labaila, any Nizonis, any Osa. Right, we know that she can say at any moment, actually, I'm good. I'll take my say there. You take your money. I'm not interested. And she can always get control. So saying it's not in her hands is not really true. And she does have an opportunity to do that. So he has different answers to this question. Meaning, well, we've said that there's a certain responsibility of a woman to do certain things, right? That's not what he's talking about. Okay? Shehei Masar Salim, Big Galil. The Imishim Hani, Bilachud, Lake Lamemar, Shemigar Shena, Teas Shu Lachzor. Shari Efshel, Labal, Lizar Mimena. Meaning, our Kasha in the Mishnah was if she can ask her, she can, you know, if he says that if her Maisi Adeh become Asur to him, so then he can never marry her again. Right, that's what has to be made from the nether, because once she says I can't do laundry, you know, I can't make money for you. So that the truth is, like we said, she could go ahead and say, forget it, I'll take that back if I want. But there's another piece to it, which is what? There's regular work.
All the regular things
that she can do for him, right? All the regular things that she does for him, that every wife does in the house. And those were normal things. Expect she's gonna make a meal or cook or do laundry, etc. Those are things that he'll never be able to be careful not to do, right? And those are the areas where she can't say, "No, I won't do those things," right? So that's what we're talking about here. But yeah, correct. Fine. So we're still fine. So we're still stuck. So we tried. What about a mashkon for 10 years? So what's the kasha mashkon for 10 years? So master of avashi mi dami hasam kits yishem yis la kitsusa. It's not true. It's still not good enough. It's still not close enough. Why? Because that has an end. You know that in 10 years, it's going to be, you're going to get the mashkon back. A woman who's married, right? Nope, is never going to be, never going to leave her husband. They're going to stay married. They can stay married forever. So again, so it's not as biyada as the case of the field. So that's not going to work either. Fine. So what are we going to do here? So really, this isn't going to work, right? To try to answer our question, our issue with Shmuel, on the one hand holding, any other makdash ever shabbat olam, but also dealing with this case of the woman. So how are you gonna, that she's makdash her maaseh deha? So how are you gonna explain what this is all about? So ella amar avashi, now I'm paid on a base. Ella amar avashi, shiny konamos dechi kedushas haguf dami. Okay, so konamos. The answer is that konam is just different. It's true. In the makdash ever shabbat olam, fine. So how can she be makdash her maaseh deha? How does that work? The answer is when you make a konam, it's like a kedusha saguf. So what? So meaning it makes her hands totally, kadosh, like something like a korban. Okay. Ukadurava da amarava hektish chametz v'shichvor mafkian mide shibur. That the halacha is when you make something hektish, if something becomes chametz, or you are meshachrer an eved, all those cases it gets rid of. It totally destroys the shibud that exists, right? Meaning, there's a, that's the example of hekdesh. So like, for example, we'll take a look at the round for a second. Allah Amar Vashi, Shani Konamash, the Kedushas HaGuf Damyon, Sharei Hein Kedushas HaMizbeach. Okay, it's like somebody says, you put on the Mizbeach. Dechi Heiche, the Kidshe Mizbeach, Ein Lehem Pidyon. Just like if you say, I'm going to send this korban, this animal becomes a korban for the Mizbeach, I can never be poded, I can never redeem it. Kach in pinyon lekonam. You can't be poded konam either. Shehei mutter, lemisha nesar lav, that become mutter again, the person who asked it. The cave in the konam kushas a gufu, mafkiya midishi, but it's meaning the power of that konam is so strong, it can never be, you know, gotten rid of. So that also means it's so strong that it kind of like rips it away from whoever has their hands on it, so to speak. Right? Shehim Shubedis Labal, Fachaya. Umishum Hachi, Pasak Shmuel, because Rabbi Yochan Benuri, Afagab the Srile, the Shmuel, the Ainan Mashnabam. I mean, it's true. In general, you can't be Mashnabam, that's something that doesn't exist yet. Nevertheless, Mishum Diyade Isha, Isnu Be'olam, Umatzi Mikhadsha Lehu Bekonam, Shumafkiya Midishibur. Because the halacha is that her hands, which you say, husband, they belong to you. Yeah, I know they belong to you. But now she doesn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash. And once you do that, it's gone. Right? Now the husband who had his hands on them, they belonged to him. He had a shibud on them at least. Like they were, you know, he had some connection. The moment she says they go to the Beis HaMikdash, sorry, now they're gone. All of a sudden. Right? And same thing if let's say you own somebody money and you say, okay, but this bread is gonna be you have a lien on the bread because of the money that I owe you. Well, then when Pesach arrives and becomes chametz, what happens? Now it became chametz, and now the shibud of that guy that had on the bread goes away, because now it's chametz das ba'ana. Boom, see ya, right? And same. What are the three cases? Then one more shichur. Same thing. I have an eved, and so I owe you money, and you have a shibud on the again on my eved, and then I mishachar the eved. So if you the eved, you can't say okay, fine, so pay me something else. The answer is no. That was the thing you had to lean on. Once I mishachar the eved, then it's gone. Someone asked the kasha. Wait a second. Because any person who ever has, you know, owes somebody money or whatever, can just make a hect, you know, by the way, not just hektish, you can make it a konam. Konam means I can still get benefits, just you can't. So the Mefarshim deal with that problem. They say, yeah, it's true, but like the Chazal don't allow that, because I mean, people wouldn't be able to make loans and things like that. But it is that powerful. That konam technically can remove a shibud. And therefore, the fact that she's allowed to say, my hands our konam is not because other makdash davar shebolam. It's because of a special halacha by konam. That's like kedushas aguf. Fine. So that, but in which case, it's no longer, no, we don't have a steer anymore. It's true. Shmuel holds end of the makdash davar shebolam. This case is unique. It's a unique halacha. Fine. So it says the Gemara, I hachi, lama li yishem yigarshena. Right? So if that's true, though, to the point we were talking about before, what was the reason why we said that the person should be able to the guy has to be made for the nether, because maybe he'll divorce her and now he's gonna, you know, won't be able to get benefit. Like at this point, it's not going to matter anymore, right? Look at the Mefarish all the way down. It's like 1, 2, 3. Last word on the line is Shibuda. Tepakish Ihachi, Tepakish Shibuda. It's like seven lines in the bottom of the medium sized lines. See where I am? Ihachi. That's who that is. Ihachi, the pakashi buddha, the baal, right? If the husband now has no shaykhis at all at her hands, meaning what's the kasha? Why are you asking me? Oh, the reason that he has to be made for is because maybe later when he's migarish her, he's going to not be, he'll be usher to her hands. The answer is that's not, it won't be later, it's right now. If this works, future's a goof. And now he can't get any benefit, there's nothing to talk about. So answer the Gemara, you're right. Tani va'od shemir gashana. So actually the example, what it should say is, and also maybe he'll divorce her. That's another possibility. But even before they get divorced, even then already it's gonna forbid her to him. Okay. The Mishnah is actually pretty quick, so let's just read the Mishnah quickly and then we'll come back to it obviously next week. So the Mishnah says the following. Nadra ishto v'savresh nadra bito. His wife took a nether, and he thought his daughter took a nether. They have the same voice, or someone told him, whatever. It was his wife. Nadra bito v'savresh nadra ishto. Or his wife took his daughter took a nether, and he thought it was his wife. Nadra benazir v'savresh nadra bekorban. She took a nether to become a nazir, and he thought it was a korban. Nadra bekorban v'savresh nadra benazir. The opposite. Nadra mita'inim v'savresh nadra mida'anavim. She took a nether that she's not going to eat ta'inim. And he thought it was about grapes. Or the opposite. And all those cases, since he's mistaken about what he's being made fair, he has to be made for again because his hafar was betos. It was a mistake. It was understanding. He thought he understood what the situation was, and he was wrong about the situation. In all those cases, he harez a yachzer v'yafre, the implication being that his hafar didn't work. So starting the next week in the Gemara, we'll talk about, you know, what does that mean to make a hafar betos, and what does that mean? Okay.